Blog Talk Radio.
Anymore. It's you that I want, and it's
I'll do for. Since we both know what we want, let's get it together and fly like two birds of a feather. Cause I'ma protect me and look out for my feelings, and that's why I always try to be loyal and gentle, laying less. Observe the females in case I must leave camp. And if I have to break out, you don't deserve to live the good life and love the black hummingbird. It may be sexy, but it is true. If you try to adore me, then I'ma adore you. But if you treat me right, then I'll treat you with open arms and a rose just to greet you. Love you dearly, respect and care for you, my dear. So how could you ignore the way I feel is real from the start? So I stop playing games and master the art.
Here for Tron, and it's gonna be young. VIP, then got way too crowded. I'm about to end up calling it a night. She should. I love it, your girl. I love it, she gave the scene. Full of PP shotgun and the GTs with me. She said, oh, I'm ready to ride. Yeah, cause once you get inside, you can't change your mind. Don't mean to sound invasion, but you gotta promise, baby.
Sometimes wanna be your lover, sometimes wanna be your friend, sometimes wanna hug you, hold hands, slow dance while the record spins. Opened up your heart cause you said I made you feel so comfortable. Used to play back then, now you all grown up like Rudy Huxtable. I could be your bug, you could beat me up. Play fight in the dark, then we both make up. I do anything just to feel your bug. Why you got me so messed up? I don't know, but you gotta stop tripping. Be a good girl now, turn around and get these whips. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight, that. Then I'll be setting separate plays. So on all these separate days, your legs can go they separate ways.
Tell me again, my darling. Oh, it's a good look, baby.
Tell me again.
Tell me over and over and over again. Make sure you're right before you choose.
I've been knowing you for a long time.
Shorty.
But when it comes across my mind.
Shorty.
But tonight I seen something in you.
Shorty.
That made me want to get with you.
Shorty.
Combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact,
boom!
From the cannon, now bragging, try to read my mind. Just imagine, both can't feel, there is necessary. When taken into my library, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man, pardon me, as I come back. As I did the grow, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Say your little jaws with your pants are sagging. Try to tip to this, I will put you in a turban. And have it smell right like the most stale urine.
So I've been cleaning out my ass, and I found an old book of my poetry.
Cause I was a high school grad. Got to get a job cause I was a high school dad. Went to got paid by rapping to the nation, but that's not likely. So here's my application. Pass it to the man at AC&C. Cause when I was in school I got the AEE. But there's no SC for this youngster. I didn't have no money, so now I gotta punch the clock at a slave and be half a man. But Whitey says there's no room for the African. Always knew that I'll put clock G. But welcome to McDonald's, may I take your order, please? Gotta serve your food that might give you cancer. Cause my son doesn't take no for an answer. Now I pay taxes that they never give me back. What about diapers, bottles, and Similac? Do I have to sell me a whole lot of crap with decent shelter and clothes on my back? Or should I just wait for help from Bush or Jesse Jackson in Operation Push? If you ask me, the whole thing needs a douche. A massive gale, what the hell crackers sell in the neighborhood? To the corner house bitches, Miss Parker, Lil Joe, and Todd Bridges, or anybody that he know. So I cop me a bird better known as a kilo. Now everybody know I went from Poe to a nigga that got dope. So now you put the feds against me, cause I couldn't follow the plan of the presidency. I'll never get love again, but blacks are too fucking broke to be Republican. Now remember, I used to be cool till I stopped filling out my W-2. Now senators are getting high, and you're playing against the ghetto black side. So now you got a pep talk, but sorry, this is our only room to walk. Cause we don't want a drug push, but a bird in the hand, it's worth more than a bush.
You know, people from the South love some poke. Now, no matter what you eat in down south, they got some poke in it. Hey, there's some good fish. What kind of fish is this? Poke fish. You know what the nastiest part of pork is? Pig feet. Pig feet be sitting in that old ass jar. That same jar been sitting in the store since you was about 14 years old. And the pig feet are floating around that liquid, the brown, beige, rust liquid. What is the liquid? What is that, pig piss? And people actually pick out the pig feet. No, not that one. The other one. Like it's a difference in nasty ass pig feet. No, give me that one, the one with the nail in it. No, it's the athlete's pig foot. A lot of stuff going on this year. A lot of everything racial this year. What's the big thing this year? Election. Colin Powell. He should run. He could win. Colin could win. He should run. He can't win. Colin Powell can't win. Colin Powell got a better chance of winning the bronze in female gymnastics than being the president of the United States. Get the fuck out. White people ain't voting for Colin Powell. Say they are not. Okay? Just gonna soup his head up, make him run. He'll get killed trying to run. Shit, Colin Powell. White people say they're going to vote for him because it seemed like the right thing to say. It just seems like a cool thing to say. Yeah, I'm going to vote for him. It just seemed like the right thing to say. Just like if you ask somebody if they want to be an organ donor, they always say, yeah. Nobody wants to be an organ donor. Nobody. It just seems like the right thing to say. See, organ donors for people with no faith at all. You know, what if they figure out a way to bring you back from the dead? Now I don't got no eyes. Ain't this a bitch? Back from the dead, I can't see shit. Mama, I'm back. Mama, where my eyes? You gave them to a little boy in Idaho. Now I gotta go kill him to get my eyes back. Colin Powell can't be president. You know, I can tell Colin Powell can't be president. Whenever Colin Powell on the news, white people always give him the same compliments. Always the same compliments. How do you feel about Colin Powell? He speaks so well. He's so well spoken. He speaks so well. I mean, he really speaks well. He speaks so well. Like, that's a compliment. Speak so well is not a compliment, okay? Speak so well is some shit you say about retarded people that can talk. What do you mean he speaks well? What, do you have a stroke the other day? He's a fucking educated man. How the fuck you expect him to sound? You dirty motherfucker. What are you talking about? He speaks so well. You talking about? He speaks so well. What voice were you looking to come out of his mouth? What the fuck did you expect him to sound like? I'ma drop me a bomb today. I'll be praying. Now they talk about Colin Powell should run for vice president? Do it for his country.
Fuck the country. Shit.
He gonna run with a guy he could beat. He gonna run with fucking Dole. He could beat Dole. He wouldn't ask no black. They would only ask a black man to do something that fucking stupid. Run with a guy he could beat. Get the fuck out of here. They wouldn't ask no white guy to do no shit like that. They're not gonna ask Al Gore to run with Al Sharpton. No. The fuck out of here, man. Vice president. You know what? That ain't gonna happen. Long as you live, you ain't never gonna see no black vice president. Not while the president's white. Oh no, you will never see. Do you not? They tell you never say never. I'm saying never. Ain't never see no black vice president. Not while there's a white president. You know why? Cause some black guy would just kill the president. That's why. Shit, I'd do it. If we had a black vice president right now, I couldn't wait to kill the president. Shit. So, and what's gonna happen to me? What are you gonna do? Put me in jail with a bunch of black guys and treat me like a hero for the rest of my life? Shit, even if they had a death penalty, what would happen? Get pardoned by the black president. I'd be the biggest star in the history of jail. Be signing autographs, 97-KY, here you go. Shit, I'd be in jail, guys. Someone would be, yo, Chris, yo, man. Yo, I hope my kids turn out to be just like you, man. You know, I'm getting ready to rape you until I realize who you were. Oh, they will rape you in jail, boy. See, the whole damn country is so damn conservative now. Everybody's like, jails ain't tough enough. Jails ain't tough enough. We got to have a death penalty. Jails ain't tough enough. Yo, jails are fucked up, okay? Don't believe the hype. The problem is the reason jails are so crowded because life is fucked up too. When people are broke, people are starving, life. Life is catching up to jail. Shit, if you live in an old project, a new jail ain't that bad. Shit, I was watching HBO had this special on, the jail special, a couple of months ago. Now, normally when you see a special about jail, it's on regular TV, and there's a lot of shit they don't show. Oh, not the HBO jail special. Oh, they showed it all. They were interviewing a brother in there. They said, now, sir, when a new inmate comes in and he wants some drugs, how do you initiate him? The guy goes, well, the first thing I do is make him toss my salad. The guy's like, toss my salad? Well, what's that? Yeah, well, having your salad tossed means having your asshole eaten out with jelly or syrup. I prefer syrup. I'm not making this up. And then the guy said, no, why must you go through all of that, sir? Why not just oral sex? And the guy goes, well, when a man's sucking your dick, he can pretend that's something else. When he's eating ass, he knows it's ass. I said, yo, we don't need a death penalty. We got the tall salad man. Shit, if I had a choice right now between the electric chair or tossing a salad, I'd be like, so where you plug it in? What? Now everybody tell, oh, schools are out of control. Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need the toss salad man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No! No! I don't want to toss the salad. I don't want to go. I'm a read. I'm a learn to read. Woo! Lot of racial shit this shit. Lot of racial shit was the big thing. OJ. OJ was big. That's right. Black people too happy, white people too mad. White people are like, man, this is bullshit. I ain't seen white people that mad since they canceled MASH.
exercises and you do them right, you will grow into that experience and you will never leave. And you will not have to worry about the story. You will not have to worry about stress. You will not have to worry about anything that Satan could possibly paint the picture to you. That will all be annihilated. Because remember, Satan is, for lack of a better word,
his whole your point of view might blow the bitch. Fuck her. Go get another hoe. That's why one bitch is too close to none. Always try to stay deep with hoes and make decisions early in the game and often, and never make them according to how many hoes you have. Be committed to the game.
You can stick a fork in him. He was baked at 350, and he's done. Because that's the case, then you'll have that much more advantage to when he speaks to you to not give him power. Now, this exercise that I'm about to give you all, it is already known. And Father has already caught it. However, this, the way that the exercise is going to be given to you all is going to be a little bit different.
There's a whole bunch of computer technology in which he's using or utilizing that for negativity or wickedness. We all know you can't get too creative with negativity. It's a decrease or a boundary. So he's constantly searching, trying to find something new and negative to do, which he never really finds, or he thinks it's original, although it's already been done. This, we're in the season and time where there's nothing original or new that he can come up with that hasn't been thought of or hasn't come from his mind already. Totality of his world is. I'm looking at some of the stuff now on here with a little Bootsy, with a little transsexual chick. Here's a guy here who's supposed to be, you know, a big-time gangster and, you know, did a little murder time, I think. Which one of these clowns was one that rapped about and told on himself? One of these dumbass niggas that did a murder or something. I don't think it was him. It was probably somebody he knew or somebody with him. And anyway, the nigga rapped about a murder he had did. And the police put one and one together. The nigga, he went down for murder for putting out his own record.
Yeah.
Yeah, he basically confessed in his record.
Damn.
So, you know.
So this little Boosie is, he don't care that he's dealing with a man.
No, I mean, because you got to remember, they're doing the Boule and these other demonic celebrities, they're dealing with the sex magic too, although they deal with the negativity. They fucking little boys and homosexuality, trainees, you know. Anything that's right or pure, they always taint. Just like intercourse on procreation, it's right. You know, lovemaking is righteous, it's natural. So what the devil does, he takes that which is natural and puts a twist to it.
Right.
Now they, you know, sticking their dick in people's ears and nose and booty holes. And he done made it impure.
Right.
And the water is pure. You make it in, he pollutes it. puts these pharmaceuticals and different things in there, and he pollutes it. Air, food, and everything else that the devil touches. See? So that's in essence there. Everything we have is pure. We have to remember that. We can't allow his taintedness or taintness on what we originate to affect it.
Right.
We have to keep it pure or original amongst ourselves. You know? And that's
right.
What doing for self and producing for self produces. If we don't like his apples or his clothing, we produce our own damn clothing.
Right.
You don't have to wear his horror styles on our women or his homosexual clothes on us. You know what I'm saying? We utilize our mind and magnify things that is right and pure for us. But you can't do that, or one can't do that, when their mind is on total dependence on him as their master, on what he says, on what he will allow and won't allow and won't allow. You see? That's
one, one example, let me just add on, brother, of a plasticity of that porn chamber is like a righteous original person should be spending their time and finding different creative ways in order to make a god or a goddess, you know, to set up the right environment where that can happen. And that can entail in the equation taking care of the body as well as the environment, like, or the bedroom chamber, like, where you're going to conceive this god goddess, you know. So, like, the devil has all these categories of different ways, fetishes of porn. I mean, in the polarization of that, the righteous nation should have all these different categories of righteous ways to create a god, not a demon like we see running the world because of this
right.
porn.
And that's why when you have a child, you think on it first. That you, in other words, you put the purpose, I want to have a child. No righteous person should be stuck, even though some of us have. Should be stuck, you know, reproducing. This is where the, what they call so-called sex magic, or I call sex power, comes into place, because we shouldn't be fucking for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Every sexual intercourse, every energy, everything we do should have purpose to it.
Purpose, yeah.
You see? You should have a thought. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna bust a nut, or whatever we call it, your thought should be on, you know, something of your interest that you need or want. Or we should all, you know, sometime or in the near future, I'll say, start having intercourse and thoughts of destroying this world. Because at one time we could transform weather through the sex magic or the sex power. You know what I'm saying? Who's South Carolina? Who's that?
This brother Ed Rule from Facebook, bro. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm good.
What's going on? What's going on, brother? This is Carbo.
Carbo? No doubt. What's going on, Carbo?
Good to hear you, brother.
Good to hear you too, man. This is interesting. It's an interesting subject that you on too. I haven't studied deeply into the sex magic thing, but I am familiar with it. And everything you're saying is right and exact so far. So carry on, bro. Carry on.
Definitely. This is something, man. Like I said, the devil's using it for negativity. Although this is something that this has always been something sacred. We have went away from that by making whores of ourselves and our thinking by being cheap. Yeah, that's what a whore is. A whore don't have any purpose other than some cheap material gain or some cheap thrill. So you don't put the proper importance on things, so you get cheated. So say, you know, some cheap whore, and whores are never moral for. They feel any self-respect or any self-worth after doing that. You know, female, there's a lot of females, believe me, that did that shit. You know, turning tricks, and they're doing it now, a lot of them.
Yeah.
you know, they are, you know, they got a little body or something. They're young. So, you know, they find them some, a couple of older sugar daddies and different things or whatnot and turning tricks, and they hate that shit. And they feel dirty. They feel, especially if it's somebody they're not attracted to. This is the reports that I've heard. If it's somebody they're not attracted to and they sitting down there laying down with them, you know what I mean? It does something to them internally. You know, it degrades them.
Right.
To where no matter how much this person's going to pay them, they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Like they won't even kiss them. They say no kissing.
Right. Well, you know what I mean? They're doing what they have to do for the money, although it's something inside them after they do that, man. You know, once they're in it, they're in it. Although this would, you know, a lot of them get driven away from turning tricks or having dates or sugar daddies or whatnot because, you know, the moral nature starts to kick in. You know, you start almost dying inside, man, if you don't have any self-worth or any. You really lower your self-esteem. And a lot of women fall victim to that have been abused, molested by, you know, their dad or their brothers, all kinds of sadistic stuff. So that's the idea there. Brother Ali, you off of mute.
Supreme motion, supreme science, supreme truth,
supreme
judgment. Judgment.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
How's it going?
Supreme. Everything is supreme over here, brother. Yourself?
Righteous. Righteous. You just coming in? Did you
get
earlier?
Yeah, I've been on the phone for a little bit now. This is a good subject here, brother. This is one that I even considered, you know, running myself, you know, just because of the science.
I might be, but we're not niggers.
Nigger lover. You love the black nigger.
Better than loving a white nigger.
You love the white and black nigger. You love them. You
wait
love
a minute.
Them, love them.
One statue, they cut it off so much it looked like Michael Jackson, the nose and the eyes, every damn thing. All because they don't want you to know that's you. They fight so hard to fight the truth with falsehood, night and day, day and night. And somebody here says Jesus was Middle Eastern, not white or black. You know, you all sure make a distinction when back in the olden days, you knew if it was a light-skinned nigga, if he was mixed with black and white, he was a mulatto nigga. He could not go amongst you all and drink among. Y'all made a great distinction on that black and white. You know, if it has any degree of black blood in it, it's considered black to you. This is elementary. Although the person is correct, he was half original. We're not going to get further into that because it ain't necessary. That's not what we're teaching us. And he was just a prophet. He was not God. And the Jews killed him. They murdered the same people he was sent to help. They killed him. White folks, Jews. So this is why we deal with science here. That which could be proven. That way, you can't come and tell us, oh, well, Jesus had a baby and it was out of wedlock. Mary, pardon me. Jesus was born out of wedlock. and his father was a mysterious ghost. We know scientifically it takes a man and a woman based on science. There's nobody that has defied that law. We know that the Easter Bunny don't lay eggs. All of these things are part of the religious enslavement of the mind to make you believe in this inevitable nonsense or this theology and theory and belief. They don't say they know that God walked the water or Jesus walked the water, whoever, or, you know, bread rained out of the sky. We know bread is processed. It's got to go through a refinery. It's got to be wheat and go through a refinery before it can even be processed to bread. So how the hell scientifically bread rained out of the sky? How does bees fly away a dead, fly around a dead carcass when that's the nature of a fly and not the nature of a bee? So all of those things in there is to what you are thinking of today, to make you insane. Insanity
everybody's
means you're
beautiful.
Out of...
It
could be, yeah, I'm going to say, I don't know, it could be.
It's weird.
Someone's playing that shit.
Yeah, he's just talking to himself, ignoring us, just talking away like a fucking geyser.
Well, they seem to get us talking about it, so I guess it works.
Yeah, you're right.
Talking about it like
everybody's trying to provoke a response.
Have any of you noticed that every chat room you go to tonight, they're playing the race card for some stupid reason? I mean, I know that's a big part of media now, but since when does it even matter? If people would just shut up about it, it might.
Hey.
They're fucking
devil
haters,
boy.
Man. They're small minds. The chat lines bring out
small.
It
doesn't make sense, devil boy.
Well, I mean, these chat lines are for handicapped people, majority of it. I mean,
y'all niggers hating me.
Well, we know y'all handicapped. Anyways, welcome. It's a freestyle night. You know, these clowns here, it sound like they've been in the woods too damn long. these stupid hillbillies on here, you know. Maybe you all got to re-educate yourselves if you're capable of being educated. So, anyways, if you
fuck
can't
this.
Say that, if you don't know an
oh
Easter Bunny
God,
don't lay
that
eggs, then
God.
You can't walk no waters, then I don't know what to tell you.
Come here, baby, I'll fuck on this dick.
Oh, my
What'd you
God.
Say?
Boy, what's up, boy?
I guess that's Bruce Jenner's.
Hey, retard.
Yes, well,
now, that's a fucking handicap.
What do you want, fag?
See, the devil's incapable of being reformed.
Ugly-ass
look at his
boy.
Name. Just look at his name.
Why don't you go poke
weak,
your eyes out with a shot?
Weak, recessive, and idiotic. That's all we have to do is just look at your nature.
You don't have no gag reflex, motherfucker.
I know. Why don't you kill yourself? You do the planet a favor. Try that.
Motherfucker. I got a fucking queer response, though, and that means I'd like to give...
You guys are homosexualized. You legalize homosexuals. Now you trying to legalize child molesters. Just kill your sick asses. You and your whole race is sick and a disease to this entire planet. Talking about... child molestation is a mental disorder like homosexuality. Man, kill yourself.
Oh,
stupid devil.
Project, motherfucker.
Stupid white devil.
Hello.
Kill yourself.
Hello, nigga.
You should kill.
Nigga?
You should drown yourself.
Smack your ass.
Nigga, I bitch smack you, nigga.
You sound like Pee Wee.
Clowns. Anyways, let's get back on this. Welcome, Monique. What's going on?
I've been on here.
I know.
Hello?
I'm just greedy. Yeah.
No, this is crazy.
What's crazy?
Them people who love me.
these stupid white people on there.
They
don't know nothing.
What?
That's motherfucker.
Hey,
Brett.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, Brett.
Hey,
Brett.
Yo, boy. They mad because they pale.
Don't get me started,
because
I
they
will.
They pale. They got
that's
little dicks. I don't know what's wrong
you
with
you. You don't have no teeth in your motherfucking mouth. I'm really looking at motherfucker.
Huh?
Shoot.
You know,
I don't
want to
get started on people.
You said, what'd you say?
Nothing. I'm leaving alone.
No, repeat
not,
it. What did you just say?
I'm not so stupid down to their level because I'm not childish like that. I'm just going to leave.
No,
that.
Yeah. I just want to know
just
what you said. You ain't scooting down their level.
Just keep going.
Anyways, man, I ain't biting my tongue on these damn crackers, so fuck them. You know, fuck a pecker wood.
They do it in there. I haven't checked. I'm just coming on, so I ain't even paying attention. They need to be sitting down learning something. That's what they better do with their time and make great use of it. If they had any sense. You see.
Righteousness, brother Supreme.
Righteousness. How's it going, brother?
Oh, man, the God is doing very well today.
Righteous.
Yeah, they're going eight crazy in the chat room, man. These Christians, man. They can't
let
them
go,
truth, man. You know, but you know what, brother? You know what they really did? If they would just take the time to do some studying for themselves and stop listening to these faggot ass preachers telling them lies, they would find out that the story of Jesus is in the Egyptian Book of the Dead under Horus, 1400 years before the birth of Christ. The same story of Horus, same thing: born of a virgin, walked on water, had 12 disciples, was crucified. 3 days after the dead. Thanks, you man. And these dummies these Christians just ain't smart enough to read and see.
Right. I've been sharing it with them. Let's see. Maybe some of them's going to call in here and come in here and prove me wrong what I'm saying here. All right, Veget 69. Okay, we're not going to be babysitting again today. We're going to try to learn something today in class.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to tell y'all today, you know, if you ain't got no real question or you're not going to act your age today, not to call in or you will not be heard at this time. Maybe we might have, if we have time later on, if we want to play with the little kids, we might play with you. Right now, the adults are talking. So, if you don't have an adult question or you can't have an adult conversation, refrain from calling right now. All right. Jeremiah, go ahead.
Hey, Brent, I just want to discuss your point here.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know if you heard, but I really agree with you about the Christians are really stupid, but, mm-hmm. but, you know, there's someone behind all that stupidity to Christians. I don't know if you heard from Nine Gag? It's a constitution of stupidity for the Christians. It's fucking Nine Gag, man. It's their fault.
Yeah. The grave or the dead. They said ISIS brought him back from the dead. And Horus was supposed to have been the Egyptian god who rose from the dead. And they say ISIS is Mary and other allegorical characters in the ancient Egyptian time are now the modern-day characters.
Making millions and billions of dollars, making contracts with Bush and his dad and being...
Islam was peace. All these bombs and weapons and guns you all got,
That's right. All you Arabs living in caves got guns and don't got no damn food. They're like those damn stupid Africans over there in South Africa and Sudan. You see those niggas with guns, but they don't got no damn food. Those right. Arabs, where you get all your guns and weapons from if most of you motherfuckers are living in caves over there in the country? Okay? Let's
you
get down to the bullshit.
CIA. Don't you know Al-Qaeda was a CIA, or it still is a CIA asset, including Osama bin Laden. All CIA assets.
You're
yes, and they can use them anytime they want. All these rebels and whatnot in Egypt and the rebels they had with Gaddafi, those are all CIA assets. That's who's supplying them their weapons, their training, et cetera. You being pimped like a hoe and you didn't even know it, buddy. That's
you ain't
right.
even
that's
like,
a sad
bro,
thing.
That's right.
Deal with the truth, brother. Deal with it. That's why you felt that you got the boss to come in and talk to the original set guys. We gonna get in your ass. Now what you need to do is shut your mouth. You need to shut your mouth and go research your Arab people and the CIA and Muammar al-Gaddafi, and you'll find out that the Arabs own a lot of America, and y'all have sold y'all soul to the European devils over here. And y'all do not believe in no Muhammad or Allah. The only way y'all going to believe in that, unless y'all can keep selling millions of dollars in gasoline, oil, potato chips, and soda.
Look, man, the problem is, first of all, that you're talking too much and you're not listening. Second of all...
Let me see what he's going to say. Go ahead.
The thing is that... The problem is that you guys are failures in life, and you want to blame everybody else around you instead of blaming yourselves. Right? You're blaming the Arabs because...
Why the hell do we blame ourselves when you bring in the poison? You selling the shit, so blame yourself.
Blame
the Muslim Arab community. I mean, how are you going to blame us?
How are we blaming ourselves?
Come on.
Anybody forcing you to buy it?
There wasn't no debate.
We already
clear that up. We already said we're the ones that's buying it. We're the fault for our ignorance.
Exactly.
You all ain't helping us. You ain't kicking no Quran to them Negroes and tell them why they shouldn't eat the pork.
So you damn sure
ain't helping them. So who's going to help the Negro if it's not going to be the gods? As God told you, he would come and get the tail and make the tail the head, and the head should be the tail. He comes after the worst. He comes after the man in the mud, not some Arab sitting on a camel somewhere on high.
Oh, yes, it's going to be some drunk black guy on the corner.
You're not God's choice.
It's going to be some drunk black guy on the corner that he's going to pick.
That's God's choice. That's the one he's the man in the mud. He's going
to
help and change and transform. Like you saw Malcolm X during the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad when he
Malcolm X was what when he died? He was a Muslim. He realized what he was doing was wrong.
Okay, who made him a Muslim? It wasn't you. You didn't make him a Muslim.
I know I didn't. Allah made him a Muslim.
Allah didn't make nothing. You mean Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad?
Master who?
Because he sure didn't fly out of the sky. You're Allah. He sure didn't fly down to Malcolm and teach him. He didn't learn from no ghost. He learned from a man. Same person who taught you the Quran. You weren't born asking for your Quran. That was given to you by a damn man.
Question real fast. Who created the creation?
You need to use your brain. That's what you need to do.
Who created the creation?
Seriously.
Who created
creation?
Yeah.
Who other do you know that made creation? Who made your buildings? Who made your clothes? When you need heat, do you ask Allah or do you go to man? Otherwise, you're going to freeze in the damn cold.
Who created you?
Let's get real.
Who created you?
Did you come out your mother?
No answer, exactly. No answer. I thought you was God.
These are elementary questions.
The answer to the elementary
questions. You act as if everybody dropped out of the sky. You come from your mother and father produces you. You don't fall out no damn sky.
Yeah, where did they
come from? This is 0 + 0. This ain't even 1 + 1.
You asking me what's
0 + 0 right now?
Where did they come from?
They come from parents also as well. Do you know that? What person can you point to fell out the sky? Even Prophet Muhammad didn't fall out the sky.
Where did it start from?
Now he want to come with evolution. We started from the first person, Adam, created himself, which would be God himself. Yes.
He didn't fall out the sky.
He self-created himself.
He self-created himself.
And he made everybody else in his likeness. We all in his likeness. How could you make something that's not in your life? That's why animals, they have two eyes and certain similar features
does
as humans do. Because everything came from the one.
Does it make any sense?
You can't
say
God is a ghost and he made a people totally opposite from himself when he made everybody in a reflection of him or himself.
Does it make any sense that human beings have been on Earth for thousands of years and all of a sudden you and your friends...
No, not thousands. White people have been on Earth for thousands of years. You can't trace the black man. If you know any scientists with any sense beyond what you're talking about, they will agree with that because they've already traced it. You can't find no trace of us.
What do you mean you can't find no trace of the black man?
In other words, they're finding bones of the black man millions and billions of years old. That's what I'm talking about.
Look, what's the purpose of your life?
What's the purpose of yours?
Righteousness.
How do you know what's righteous and what isn't righteousness?
Because nature would prove it. Peace.
No, everybody has a different opinion. What's righteous to me could be
righteous
to you.
You know,
that's why.
You know, somebody's
why,
molesting somebody, just like these homosexuals. They, in their mind, they're self-righteous. Their nature is telling them it's wrong because they all want to kill themselves. You don't have any. If you're doing something righteous, you don't have no guilt about it. You're free. You're at peace.
Yeah, but
you're at ease.
Doesn't matter. Everybody.
But those are the results that righteousness produces. There ain't no belief and opinion about it. It's either hot or it's cold. It's either truth or it's falsehood. Ain't no in between thing.
That's not right. Everybody has different opinions on what's right and what's wrong.
Listen, right? How many ways is for you to open up your eyes?
Let me ask you a question.
Everything of right is one. How many ways is it for you to stand up? Is there one way for you to stand up, or there are many ways to stand up? How many ways is it for you to put your shoes on?
If the three of us were starving, is it right that one of us gets killed and the two other ones eat them?
Is it right? It depends on the situation.
Some people might
say it's important that one of us live, continue life here.
My opinion is that all of us starve together, so a different opinion of what's right and wrong, and that's why God revealed
opinion.
Quran,
we don't. That's nothing. We don't deal with opinion. We deal with facts. It's not my opinion the sun's going to come out tomorrow. It's a fact. You do have a dictionary to distinct between a fact and opinion.
That has
a fact is truth. You can't get truth without facts, and you can't get facts without the truth.
That has nothing
opinion
to do with
is stronger than facts. That's all that belief stuff, my opinion. No, we don't deal with all that. We deal with what is, what we can prove.
We can prove
that God is man.
Oh,
we can prove the sun's going to come out tomorrow. It's not our opinion.
It's not.
Matter of fact, it's out right now, in most parts. We can prove that scientifically.
Prove it scientifically.
Look outside.
Look outside. That proves to me that God is man. If I look outside,
it's out.
A kid riding.
Oh,
bicycle.
Prove that God is man. Try asking your Allah in the space somewhere to feed you tonight. If you don't eat it, if you don't get your food yourself, or some man don't bring it to you.
Yeah, but who's the one?
We'll see how Allah. We treat you the same way we treat the Christians, the Jesus people.
Who's the one?
So if Jesus is this and that, or Allah is this and that, when you get hurt or sick or whatever, don't call 911. Don't call a doctor. Call Allah. Call Jesus.
That's what I do. I call upon Allah. That's what I do.
You all can't even call Allah to defend y'all. You over there getting your ass whooped by this white man in America. He dropping bombs.
By who?
You ain't calling Allah because you all are in actionality. You don't believe in Allah. You got your gun.
How long have they been?
We don't get guns because we are the gods. We don't have to have a gun. Our gun, we are the gun. We are the ultimate weapon. We don't have to go and get AKs and get slaughtered like you all do. Why don't you call on Allah?
Y'all just
you call on your AK. That alone lets you know you don't believe in those spook gods.
Listen,
because y'all go run right to your AK-47, all of you.
Doesn't matter. God created everything, and He created reason.
Yeah, God did not create no AK-47. You ain't gonna sit up here. You ain't gonna sit up here and tell me. Allah created AK-38. Why don't you get Allah's weapon? Hey, when this white devil from this white Christian devil, your brother, when he's slaughtering you all, why don't you call you gonna get man's weapons?
Listen,
which is an AK.
Listen,
and
God,
God didn't create knives either. And God don't tell man to go behead his own brother.
Y'all escape one of the next
listen,
one, I'll tell
listen,
you
God
that.
Created the human
He's
being.
Fun,
created everything that the human being creates.
Really
he created the
that.
Human being and he gave him power to create that gun and get him
for the gusto.
With that knife. All right, do you understand?
One,
you
yeah, but a lot of you Muslims believe in capital punishment and beheadings and stuff like that. Not all of you, but some of you believe in making money and supporting capitalism. But most of you, any of these Arab supreme from the foreign countries, as the countries in the midst of Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, that take American U.S. weapons, being though the American government finances war and prison, that's where all the tax money is going. That's where that's where all your fucking jobs are going. The U.S. government has made a covenant with the Arab Muslims, and they support the U.S. Army. All of these guns that are being shipped to major cities, urban cities where black people are there, minorities are white, those come from U.S. Army and police law enforcement agencies, and also a lot of those guns.
Listen, I don't look at things.
A lot of those weapons were traded over to the Arabs. That means, the point I'm saying.
Shut up. I don't care about
I'm telling you that the Muslim Arabs have made a covenant with the U.S. Army for weapons and guns, and they make trades with that. They don't believe in no Allah. You don't have an AK and a Glock and kill somebody in the name of God. That's
yes,
a,
you
the,
do.
That's
yes, you do.
Here. How do you kill somebody in the name of God?
Somebody
tell me that. How can any of you Muslims call in today How can any of you Muslims call in today and tell us about anything when you people go around killing people in the name of God?
Can you listen for a second?
You murder people and you kill people in the name of God. You're out of your mind.
Can I finish my sentence? If somebody comes into your country, invades your country, steals your resources, kills your men, women, and children, can you not defend yourself in the name of God?
Yeah, you can.
Say yes.
Arabs are sick and devils. And the whole point is, all you got all these machines and weapons and all these different things, and you're over here playing around with the CIA. Most of you are CIA. So if you have a covenant with the United States and you're holding the Quran in one hand and a rifle AK in another hand, God, you're going to get mad at us for calling ourselves the gods. We represent truth and good. That's
good shit. All right. Who's got any comments or questions? Today is freestyle night. Who hung up? Who's 310? Who is that?
That's me, Paul. 310.
That's you.
That's me.
Who the hell
are
you?
Who the fuck are you?
I'm your daddy, punk. What are you doing on my line?
Fuck you, bitch. You're a fucking nigger. I ain't got no nigger, daddy.
Come prove it, K-boy.
Fuck you, nigger. Fuck
where
you
came
nigger.
From.
You bars and stuff. River flag all the way.
Okay, it's just, okay, it's the devil boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, how's
yeah,
going today,
yeah,
devil?
Nigger.
You enjoying my class? Are you getting educated, devil boy? Have you
fuck
been convinced
you,
enough
nigger.
To kill your devil ass self? What are you waiting for? You should be drowning yourself right now. What are you waiting for?
Punk
hey,
bitch.
Devil boy, you hear me talking to you?
Yeah, I hear you.
Spot, devil boy.
Hey, hey.
Hello?
Hey, goody two shoes. Put your panties
Hello?
Back on,
you're,
you faggot ass
very,
nigger.
You know that?
Hey, don't
you
have some
ignorant.
Homosexuality to promote, devil boy? Like your whole homosexual world?
Hey, how much you sell me some of that nigger pussy?
I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed with
Who
your world, devil boy.
You ain't impressed about shit, nigger.
Hey, y'all hear a joke?
Nothing impressed
hey, y'all hear
fucking nigger.
Nigger.
Oh,
hey,
y'all
sound like a nigger.
You
that sound like
you
your boy.
You fucking niggers
you
act like monkeys.
You want to call somebody a nigger? What if they didn't invent the light? The traffic light, your ass will be getting
right.
all types of accidents, and you want to talk
I
shit
mean,
about niggas.
I taught your cave ass how to cook and how
and
to eat, K-boy. Don't you know you was in a cave? You couldn't even cook food or clean
hey.
Yourself? You better
riot
get your
roof and fucking and holler and burn something down.
I told you I'm your daddy, K-boy. You better go
back.
Check yourself.
I'm calling back. I got to go.
All right. Who is 310 now?
The Beast Boy.
I'm still asking. I know who this Peckerwood is here, but who's 310?
Hey,
Peckerwood boy, where
are
you?
Nigga.
What's up, Peckerwood boy? What you up to? When you gonna go shoot up a mall and shoot some more Peckerwoods like you? And shoot
you don't have to say Peckerwood. Just call me Wood.
All right, Devil Boy. How about that? That's more accurate.
Would I knock you in the fucking mouth if I seen you?
Please.
Would I shoot?
I will kill your ass with my fingernail. I'll cut you to death with my fingernail, bitch.
Would I?
Seriously.
Would I, nigga?
I would be 600 years of slavery off your white ass. I'll turn you black. By the time I get through with beating your ass with bruises, you'll be a brother.
Shit, nothing,
nigga. I promise you that, boy.
I'll fuck you up, nigga.
Yeah, I know. Over the phone,
bitch.
I will fuck
you up, nigga.
I know. Over the phone, won't you? Over the phone.
Choke you the fuck out, nigga.
I know.
I will beat your fucking ass. I will stomp a fucking mud on your nigga ass.
Scared, stiff, man.
I will fucking, no, there ain't no runner in me, nigga.
Show me one real person you don't beat.
That's the thing, nigga. You think you got everybody bluffed.
Some Christian.
You think you got all
some,
these white
I ain't
bluffed,
your Christian nigga.
You
I will kill your ass,
bluffed.
Seriously.
Nigga.
I am not your Christian nigga. Maybe some Christian boy that you taught that Jesus was a white man. I know I'm God.
And Jesus, bitch.
I will barbecue
no
your white
niggers
ass.
In heaven.
I'll put some
there
barbecue
no
sauce on your white ass,
down
boy.
In heaven.
Seriously.
Nigger, you just stay where you're at in the ghetto.
You just don't know, Cracker Boy.
Heaven.
You just don't know.
Nigger, ready? Can I sing a song?
I'm still waiting for you to kill yourself. Why are you still living?
I'm waiting for you. You
when
kill
you gonna
yourself
do the right,
first, bitch.
When you
I'm
gonna do us
myself.
A favor?
Hurry
hey,
up,
when you
nigger.
Gonna do
this
us a favor,
thing. Yes, kill yourself, nigger. No, don't kill yourself, nigger.
I'm waiting for you,
white
boy.
Wait, don't kill yourself, nigger, because there'll be another nigger to kill you. Black-on-black crimes is the best crime. There'll be another nigger to put a fucking bullet in your head. Don't
really?
Kill yourself, nigger. You ain't got very
well,
long.
Well, looks like the niggers is killing you all by fucking your white women.
It
looks like the niggers are killing you all by screwing your white women.
Another nigger is real high.
I see your birth defect is down. Your birth rate's down. You guys are so much faggots or too pussy to rebirth, so you're dying off anyway. So you might as well do yourself a favor
girls.
And speed up the process. You're dying anyway, white boy. So you might as well just speed it up.
Kill your ass, nigga. They're going to kill your ass. Go ahead, baby, beat it
how
up.
How much longer
get
you have?
Women. They're pretty women. Beautiful women, huh? Not no lot of ugly ass nigger monkeys. The fucking black women are ugly motherfuckers.
You're impotent.
You know.
That's
because
you guys
ugly.
Are such homosexuals. If you guys weren't so such homosexuals, you probably would be screwing on women. But you're such fag. You rather fuck each other, you white faggot.
Orangutan. Your mama looks like a monkey.
The white boys are faggot.
You look at your aunts. They all look like primates.
Look at your faggot world. Look how you just let faggotry just take over, white boy, because you are a natural faggot.
I don't want that fucking
you don't even
want to
admit
it's
your faggot ass.
Up.
Look at your faggot world.
I want that pretty-ass white woman that smells good.
You need to kill your bitch ass.
Nobody wants a fucking nigger.
You a bitch. That's what you
nobody want. Wants a fucking nigger woman.
Maybe that's why all the white women are turning to black men.
There you go.
Because all the white men are crazy as hell.
They feel sorry for
right.
you, nigger.
He's a bitch.
Just like
you were slaves back in the day, now you're a white woman slave, nigger.
Your women don't even want your white ass.
White woman
you ain't shit.
You like a purse. You know how she buys
please.
A purse at the store? She buys
white
a fucking
women tell
nigger
us,
down
hey,
the road.
Your white women tell us how horrible
that's
men
right,
you all
nigger,
are.
Nigger, you're still a slave,
they want real
nigger.
Men. So they run to us.
You're a slave, nigger. But
boy.
They run back to us, huh?
Use a fact. Look at your
you
work.
Crazy.
They know who their daddy is.
They don't run back to you because you're crazy as hell. And you love fooling around with your little sisters and everything. You crazy ass motherfucker.
The nigger women know
right.
a white man is their daddy.
No.
500 years. 500
no, those white women, they didn't put on to your ass. They don't want their children to be fooling around with their husbands and all that stuff.
That's why black nigger women think the white man is their fucking daddy.
Oh, God, my
I left.
I know, child molesters. You guys are such sick white assholes. Look at you. How come you guys don't kill child molesters, you sick bastards?
It's been 100 years since a nigga woman.
Hey, white devil, why do you guys allow child molesters to live, you fucking faggot sick bastards? Why don't you white assholes kill child molesters in your court?
Because
you're a faggot, child molester, devil, beast asshole.
Child molesters are psycho killers.
That's what they are, a bunch of devils. Look at their words.
Psycho.
Devil ass fat. That's what they are.
Animals.
And animals, too.
Nasty,
you love animals more than you do humans.
That's right, you're nasty. Your middle name is nasty.
I'm still waiting for you to kill yourself,
fucking,
white boy. Are you convinced yet?
Your mama's dirty for having your name. Calm down, nigga.
We still haven't convinced you to kill your mama.
I'm black. I didn't know that, but I'm black.
Oh, now you're black, you stupid devil.
I'm a black guy. I'm not white.
You're a devil. That's what you are.
You ain't black. You don't even sound black.
Hell
yeah, I'm black. You don't even sound black. I'm racist against my people.
You black
ass,
I'll beat your ass.
Nigga.
You'll be black.
You're a crazy ass motherfucker. I know you're crazy ass motherfucker. I know you're crazy, white ass, he'll be black. Fucking niggas, and I'm black. I know you're crazy, he's gonna have black bruises all over his ass. You nasty devil, shut the hell up. You ain't white. You fucking niggas. I hate my own people. Fucking niggas. Oh, you nasty hoe, shut the hell up. You probably hate your daddy. That's what you did.
If you shave a monkey off, it's white, and got a flat booty and little lips like you, white boy. You guys are the monkey.
Don't touch my truck. You know he's a white boy. You know who he was talking about. He's
stupid
black. He ain't a black spot on his body. Black flower.
He's just a dumbass. Ain't a black spot on his body.
I'm black, nigga. I'm a nigger, nigga.
His father been teaching
black
bull
spot
shit.
On your
he
body.
Don't know shit.
Shut the hell up. I'm a nigger.
Hey, kill your father for teaching you nothing, faggot.
Nigger.
He made you a loser
a
just
nigger,
like him.
Nigger.
You, your daddy,
you
your granddaddy,
white,
all you got are a bunch
trash.
Of redneck, dumbass
are.
Losers.
You poor white trash. Old white trash. Old white nigger trash.
That's all he can say.
Old
we just
white
he's
nigger
a faggot.
Trash.
He's the actually,
well,
you're
you
the real nigger on the planet. You still.
You ain't
oh,
your
you're the oldest
nigger.
Nigger's a thief, a liar.
You I think he get his curl in his trailer park. You what nigger, swear. You live in that trailer, new.
The white boy's the biggest thief.
Swear.
Everything he ever got, he stole. You're the nigger. Thief.
Bull, what nigger, swear. I'm a nigger, you're a nigger. Your mama's a nigger. Your sister's a nigger.
Give the Indians back their land you stole, you stupid devil. You nigger devil. You nigger thief. Hey, white boy, you're the nigger.
Oh, crazy asshole. Fuck you, nigger. Oh, fuck you,
lazy
step,
ass,
nigger.
Lazy ass nigger white boy that didn't do shit but still and just sat out his lazy ass underneath a tree while other slaves work. Lazy motherfucker.
Take that card, nigger.
He's a lazy ass devil.
Nigger.
The real
nigger.
Lazy.
Nigger.
You got the nerve to call somebody
nigger,
lazy and shit. Y'all ain't did shit.
You're a nigger.
You don't
a
know
lazy
what work
ass
is.
Monkey nigger.
I know.
You're
what
a
do you
lazy
do for
ass this? Monkey nigger. Hey, he
what
probably
do
don't have
shit,
no job.
Nigger.
He don't have no job. He's an alcoholic.
No, he ain't
got
no job.
He's an alcoholic, dude.
What
you got, nigger? You're an alcoholic.
He works on he works on trailers.
You're an alcoholic. Go to AA, bitch. Go to AA. You're a crackhead, nigger.
Hey, you remodel trailers for
AA,
a living,
bitch.
Don't you?
Go to AA.
Nigger.
Crackhead nigger monkey.
Hey, fuck you, motherfucker.
Go to AA,
crackhead,
bitch.
Nigger,
go to AA. Crackhead nigger monkey. Go to NA, nigger.
Hey, you remodel you rebuild trailers after the tornado hit them.
You smoke crack, bitch.
That's why God hates your punk ass.
You smoke crack,
bitch.
You drink.
Trailer
and
park.
You're
devil
alcohol.
Asshole.
Oh, you fucked up his hair. You fucked up his hair. You smoke crack.
We don't send another,
do.
Don't send another tornado through your trailer park.
What the fuck?
Piece of crap.
Oh, nigger.
What the fuck?
Nigger, nigger.
I can't wait till that tornado hits your trailer park. Devil. I hope it kills every one of these pieces of shit.
Yeah, I'm a motherfucking nigga. You got a problem with that?
I love when tornadoes hit trailer parks.
Nigger, nigger.
Die, devil, die.
Nigger, nigger.
Die, die, die.
Poor white trash. Oh, poor white trash.
Homosexual.
Poor white trash.
You know
what I'm saying?
Nigger, nigger.
Cave boy.
Nigger, nigger. Nigger, nigger.
And we done said a zillion things. That's all he
damn,
said.
I got two
he's a real
ganging
nigga.
Up on me.
He's the one lazy,
right.
Stole everything.
I'm
going
to blow your damn back to pieces. That's what I'm going to
do. I'm a black
man.
Kill
yourself. I'm going to blow your damn back to
nigger.
Pieces.
I'm a black man, nigger.
You ain't no black man.
You a devil.
The bitch.
Yeah, I am.
You a white devil. That's what you are.
I'm a lazy-ass black man.
You do
a
white-ass
nigger.
You don't even say I'm black.
I'm a nigger. I'm a nigger.
You a nigger lover, faggot.
I'm a nigger.
You wanna be with one. That's what it is. You wanna be with one.
A nigger lover.
But he like men.
You wanna
he
be with
like
one.
A nigger
he
lover.
Like women.
You wanna be with one. Why?
I'm
why was you turned down by one? You were turned down by one. What?
I love nigger pussy.
Poor little boy. He was turned down by
nigger
one.
Pussy.
What the hell?
Nigger pussy.
They probably thought you fucked up too.
Pussy.
I know they did.
I can hear his spirit.
Nigger
he's
pussy.
Thinking about killing himself right now. That's
nigger
good.
Pussy.
He's thinking about
nigger
killing
pussy.
Himself. You need to. We need to convince him he
nigger
should.
Pussy.
Oh,
you guys allow
child. Oh, you want some, huh?
You white devils allow child
molesters
live.
He wants some.
Go kill some
man,
white people. You guys allow child molesters to live.
Nah,
white
I ain't
people.
Never fucked a nigger woman.
You white devil.
I've never seen even a nigger woman naked, man.
Sick bastard.
That's because you got a little dick, bitch. You got a little dick. You got a little dick, bitch. You got
to
take a toothpick to even find the shit.
It's all right. I've watched that motherfucker. I've seen nigger pussy in porno.
You
got
a tweet. You got to take a tweezer to even find that shit between your legs, bitch.
Hey, motherfucker.
You burn some kind of fucking meat. You burn on the fucking grill. It's been burned on a grill. That's what nigger pussy is.
You
a
straight
hole,
white boy.
But it's pink in the
that's
middle, like
are.
It's medium rare. Like it's been
oh,
burned on a grill, but when you cut it open, it's pink in the
but
middle.
But we are convincing
oh,
the killer.
Oh, you shut up, yo, man. You look like a wet damn turkey. That's what you look like. A wet damn turkey. That ain't even been cooked.
You know what, tank.
Ooh, that tank. That nigga put tank now. That tank pussy.
Oh, my girlfriend's calling me something you guys don't know nothing about.
That's some tank pussy.
Ooh. Why people do those women? Why
that nigga put
hey,
tank.
Hey, devil boy.
The crackers get all you wet.
Hey, devil boy, what's up?
Oh,
crazy.
Lying-ass lying Steven-ass niggas.
I know what
like,
what have you stole,
lying,
you old jackass
devil.
Bitch? What have you stole?
Devil.
I want to know
dealing.
What have you
y'all
stole.
Y'all bring all the drugs
God.
In this country,
what have
white
you
people.
Stole? Do you have a record? Do you have a record? Where have you been in prison?
Mama's a nigger.
Have you been in prison?
Tank.
He needs
I
to.
I know you've been arrested, though. I know you have.
He needs to.
Hey,
he needs to go to prison.
Hey, nigger. No, let me talk, nigger. Let me talk.
No, you need it. You need to go to jail so they make
no,
you your
no, no.
them your bitch. That's what they will.
No, for real, nigger. For
hey,
real.
Talk, nigger.
You want to be some jailhouse
oh,
nigger?
Oh, oh,
you want to be some jailhouse bitch? That's what
oh,
you want to be.
You fucking niggers are some monkeys, boy.
You know they're gonna rape your ass in the shower. That's what they do. They're gonna
yeah,
rape your
little,
ass.
These little,
maggots in here.
On your
they,
ass,
they
don't
turn up, man.
Soap, they gonna plug your
damn
ass up. That's what
no,
they're gonna
no
do.
No way to make a nigger be.
And no real man.
Oh
man,
yeah, go ahead and drop that soap.
Woman
they're gonna plug your ass up.
He's a real man. As their society, they gladly boast about. Yeah, he's feminine. He's turned on. That's why they still in here. Yeah, if they can watch a nigga play basketball, you know they're fascinated by some awakened gods. fascinated. You know what I mean? They're like, gosh, they know this. They didn't produce this. Because remember, these people can look at you and tell you if they're there, if you're theirs or not. If you're their slave or not mentally, they can look at you and tell you. Tell. Some people, they don't have to look hard. Now, if you got your pants falling off you and looking all way, they don't have to look hard on that. They can see that a mile away. I said, that's one of ours. That's our nigga there. We made that. And they're happily, or they're privileged to admit that they made that in their society, because if they didn't, they wouldn't have no rulership. This is how weak this feminine devil is, like I said, is he can only rule ignorance. That's weak as hell. That's like somebody ruling retarded people. Like, damn, man, just because you you got a bunch of retarded people following you, that, you know, that'll make you such a great leader. That's what he's resorted the Negro to, is retardation, ignorance. It's like, what have you put? You ain't produced nothing. You ain't made nothing. You ain't ruling. That, if that's power, if that's considered power, to a real God, that's considered powerless. Because once that person comes out of the ignorance, that's it. Your rule is finished.
Yeah, I'm here.
Why you so your rule or your reign isn't even based on something that's definite. That's an extremely indefinite rule on anybody. It's like somebody telling a lie to a person. And that lie can only exist until that person finds out the truth. Once they find out the truth, that lie is done.
Why are you hanging up?
Although in the meantime, the lie seems really the power.
Yeah.
Although it's not. The truth is the power. If the person would have shared the truth, that would have been the power.
Exactly.
Because with that lie, they always have to look over their back. They always have to keep the lie going.
Okay, hold on.
You know, the lie has to be maintained. And it's illusion, or it's an illusional state until the person finds out.
And then that rain is done.
This is why when truth comes, falsehood vanishes.
Okay, we'll tone it up.
It doesn't rain in the mind.
I said, we'll tone it up. Call back in, we'll tone it up.
So, that's the definite. Let's see, we got one of these maggots called in here now. Let's see what how bold they are here.
Hello?
All right, guest 31, go ahead.
Hi, I was just wondering what the topic of discussion is tonight.
Anybody want to tell them the topic?
I guess, simply put, the topic is the world of the devil. And the world of the devil, not only the world of the devil, but the world of the devil and his maid house nigga.
The world is the devil?
Yes, sir. And his maid house nigga.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're talking about. I think you guys must be like pranksters or something, because that sounds crazy. That sounds crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Why we got to be gangsters?
Excuse me?
So why we got to be gangsters?
I didn't
you
say
said pranksters, right?
I said you sound crazy. That sounds crazy. That's like.
Well, just because it's foreign to your mind, you're not used to it, doesn't mean it's not logical. It's illogical in the way of crazy, which you're defining it as. It's just foreign. And that's
well,
what the God speaks, a foreign
world,
tongue
if the world
is different
is
from
the
your
devil,
world.
If the world is the devil, then why did God make the devil in the first place?
To serve out the rule or the reign of negativity.
And who is the devil, or what is the devil?
You
exactly?
are.
I'm the devil?
It's you. Right. You
are
and
you
your
the
time.
Devil too? Are you the devil?
No.
Why aren't
I'm
you
God.
The devil?
Because I'm God. I'm the original man. You're the grafted man.
God is not a man. God is beyond humanity.
God is not a man. How do you know?
Well, because you're not God.
Matter of fact, who told you God wasn't a man? Another man, right?
No.
Who wrote the Bible? Another man. How'd you even know about God if it wasn't through another man or a woman?
Because you just told me that you were God, right? So
I know. You said God's not a man. Who told you God's not a man? Another person did, right?
No, it's just my intuition, I guess. If you believe in God.
Nobody's born with no intuition. You weren't born speaking English. That was taught to you.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So this stuff here you talking was taught to you, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So how isn't God a man?
Well, I wasn't really taught that God was a man. I thought God was more of a spiritual thing, not a physical thing.
He's spiritual, though. He dwells within men or beings.
Then evil must also dwell within men as well.
Who?
Within men.
Evil.
Evil.
I just said the devil is he's mankind. He's a kind of a man.
Okay.
And that's the Caucasian race.
Nah, that's not true. That's bull. That's a bunch of.
Can you prove? We can prove factually it's true.
That's hate speech. That's what that is.
That's not. We can prove it's true.
Well, if I were to say the black man is the devil, would you say that's hate speech or not?
If you can prove it. It wouldn't be.
You can't prove that my ancestors are the devil.
We have a whole 6,000-year history to prove it. What do you mean we can't prove it?
Hey, man, my people have done a lot of good things in this world. I don't know.
Name one.
Maybe you
name
don't
one.
Know. Well,
exactly.
Lots of things. I don't have to name what I've. You can't name one.
If you can name one, we'll shut up and we'll shut down right now. We'll never come on the air again. If you can name one good thing your race has done.
Well, that's unfair because I think you're being biased.
How? I gave you a real easy scenario.
Well, you're already saying that we're evil. So whatever I say, you're not going to listen to, right?
If you can prove it, we'll shut up.
Well, how are you going to prove that white man is the devil? I mean, that's crazy.
Prove that he's
not. Well, prove it. Show me proof that the white man is the devil.
We just told you 6,000 years of your entire history, slavery, suffering, death, murder, mischief, bloodshed. We can go on. We can be here for years explaining
that. But that's not just your people that have been through that. Every people's been through that.
I say been through. I said that's what you do. You do it to your own people, your own selves. You're doing it now.
Deception. I never done it to nobody. I don't control banks.
I doubt that.
I'm not a banker.
So you're not alive.
I don't have any power over affairs. I'm just a regular nobody. I don't have
any.
I don't have no.
Well, you know what?
What?
Well, you got to think. I tell you what, sir. Think about it like this. Your race of people, the Europeans, they came out of Europe. They got in their ships in England. The English did. Now, these are your people, your ancestors.
Yep.
And see, everybody else on the planet, yes, every other race of people has their level of ignorance and evil that they experience. They have homosexuality.
What do you use, man, to pay your bills? The ones that you do pay. What do you use to pay child support? What does your woman want from you? You get those parking tickets and traffic tickets. What do you use to pay those debts?
Better get away from making the excuses. Man, you know I'm not big on the money, man. It's for your money anyway. Oh, so that's what you use to prevent yourself from accumulating as many dollar bills as possible. It's a game, man. I know that the word dollar is a unit of measurement. $1. I mean, it explains how messed up we are, how so successfully brainwashed, inculcated we are. They got us referring to money by a unit of measurement,
dollar bill. Look it up. A dollar is a unit of measurement. $1 of gold, $1 of silver. We're going to pay you $500. Oh, boy. For $500 of what? That's like going to the store or the market saying, give me 5 ounces. 5 ounces of what? Oh, I'm sorry, 5 ounces of milk. I drink liquefied cow snot called milk. Give me 5 ounces of it. Oh, sure, here you go.
You're not on